April 22, 1928. When the truths are not taken into consideration, their life is aborted. How the love of the sovereign queen is spread throughout the whole creation, because in its infinite surge, the fiat diffused it everywhere. Evils of the human will. I continue with my abandonment in the divine will, with the almost continuous torment of the privation of my sweet Jesus. I felt the sea of light of the fiat flow within my poor mind, which seemed to want to tell some truths that regarded it. But the pain I felt from the privation of Jesus was so great that I would not pay attention to the light that wanted to speak to me. And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior and clasping me in his arms, told me, "My daughter, when the light of my fiat wants to manifest itself and the soul does not take it into consideration, the birth which it wants to deliver in order to communicate it to creatures is aborted, and they do not receive the light of this birth of light from us. And if you knew what it means to cause our light to be aborted, you must know that when our fiat wants to manifest a truth, it places all of our being in activity, and overflowing with love, with light, with power, with wisdom, with beauty and goodness, it forms the birth of the truth it wants to deliver. And since all of our qualities place themselves in the act of rising, we cannot contain it, and so we release this birth from us to give it to the creature as gift. And if she does not take it into consideration, she causes our love and our light to be aborted. She causes our power, wisdom, beauty and goodness to be aborted, making them die at birth. She loses this dear birth from us, and does not receive our life, which we wanted to give her by means of that truth. And we are left with the sorrow of having aborted, and feel the good which we wanted to give to the creatures enter into us again. In fact, if the creature aborts, she loses that birth, while we do not lose it. Rather, it re-enters us. It is for the creature that it is aborted. Therefore, be attentive when you feel that the sea of light of my fiat forms its waves to overflow outside and deliver the birth of its truths. After this, I felt I was good at nothing, and I prayed the sovereign queen to come to my help, to lend me her love, that I might love my sweet Jesus with her love of mother. And Jesus added, "My daughter, the love of the celestial sovereign is spread throughout the whole creation, because that fiat which, at merely being pronounced, had unleashed into the whole universe the great variety of our works and had given them life, dwelled within her. She emitted her love and all of her acts in the divine fiat, which, not knowing how to do small things, but only great and without limits, in its infinite surge diffused the love and all the acts of the celestial mama in the heavens, in the stars, in the sun, in the wind, in the sea, everywhere and everything. Her love is spread everywhere, her acts can be found in every place, because my fiat diffused them everywhere, and animated everything with her love and acts. I would not be satisfied, nor would I feel loved and honored, if I did not find in all things, even under the earth, the love and the glory that my mama gave me. It would be a broken love and a divided glory if I did not find her in all of creation. More so, since I had loved her in all things, and therefore it was right that I find her love diffused in everything, and always in the act of loving me and glorifying me. Nor could a broken love that would not run after me everywhere have made its way into me, and so she would not have been able to draw me from heaven onto earth within the narrow prison of her maternal womb. Her chains of love were as many as the things I created, in such a way that I descended from heaven like a king, all bejeweled and surrounded by the chains of love of the Queen of Heaven. And if her love reached such extent, she owes it to my divine fiat, which, reigning in her as sovereign, captured her love within my will and expanded it everywhere, and all of her acts received the shades of the divine acts. Therefore, if you want the love of the Queen Mama, let my fiat dominate you, diffuse your love and all of yourself within it, so that my fiat, capturing your little love in everything you do, may expand it, and bringing it wherever it is present, that is, everywhere, it may find your love united to the love of my mama. In this way you will give me the contentment that the little daughter of my will does not give me, a broken and divided love, but love in all things and everywhere. Afterwards, I was thinking to myself, but what harm does the creature do when she does her will? And Jesus added, my daughter, the harm is great. My will is light, while the human will is darkness. My will is sanctity, while the human is sin. Mine is beauty and contains every good, while the human is ugliness and contains every evil. Therefore, by not doing my will, the soul makes the light die, and gives death to sanctity, to beauty and to all goods. And by doing her will, she makes darkness rise, and gives life to sin, to ugliness and to all evils. Yet, doing their own will seems nothing to creatures, while they dig themselves an abyss of evils which leads them to the precipice. And then, does it seem trivial to you that while my will brings them its light, its sanctity, its beauty and all of its goods, and only because it loves these creatures, it receives the affront of seeing its light, its sanctity, its beauty and all of its goods die in them? My humanity felt so much this death which the human will gave to the light and sanctity of its will within the creatures, that one can say that this was the true death it felt, because it felt the torment and the weight of a death of an infinite light and sanctity, which creatures had dared to destroy within themselves. And my humanity moaned and felt crushed by as many deaths for as many times as they had dared to give death to the light and sanctity of my divine will within them. What harm would it not be for nature if they made the light of the sun, the wind that purifies, the air that they breathe, die? There would be such disorder that creatures would all die. Yet, the light of my will is more than sun for souls, more than wind that purifies and air that forms their breathing. So, from the disorder produced if they could make the light of the sun, the wind and the air die, you can comprehend the harm produced by not doing my adorable will, which is the act of primary life in the center of all creatures.